Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This weekend, Steve and I are sending out three separate newsletters. Later this evening, Steve will be sending out one on the general market analysis like he normally does. I will be sending out a newsletter specifically on commodities, crude oil, U.S. dollar, gold, etc. However, because Breakpoint Trades is becoming a global community with members around the world, I decided to do a separate update specifically looking at the foreign major markets and indexes, and that's what this newsletter is about. For those of you who are interested in the general market analysis and commodities, Steve and I already posted a ton of charts on the trading community over the weekend, so you should already have a pretty good idea of what next week could look like. But anyway, this update here is specifically on the foreign markets around the world. Again, we have a lot of members around the world. And, sadly, as the U.S. does lose dominance over time, we're going to have to branch out over time and look at other foreign markets. So, the number one, chart and item here on the newsletter has numbers to the left so that you can follow them easier as I talk about them. So item number one is a world map. This world map is a Google map with all the Breakpoint Trades paying members around the world. These aren't people that have been on 2-week trials. These are paid members. And this map is populated by our database. And so you can see, obviously, most of our members are concentrated in the United States. We have quite a few in Europe, but we have some around the world. A lot of them in Australia, New Zealand, Asia, even in South America, a couple down in Africa, Hawaii. So quite a few members around the world. If you want to look at a direct link to the map, there's a link to it here. Just a warning, it'll take a minute or so for that map to pull up because it populates from our database. And so, if you open it and you think your browser is stuck, just let it go. It'll populate eventually. So one thing I noticed by looking at all the major indexes around the world is most of the indexes are following pretty much the U.S. market, especially Europe. So pretty much what analysis applies for the U.S. indexes applies to most of the world indexes. However, the three major indexes that really stand out that appear to be much stronger longer term are Brazil. Brazil appears to be in a very bullish long-term pattern, and possibly China and India. And I will go over those below. So let's go ahead and get started here. Chart number two is just a daily chart of the S&P 500. Again, I'm not going to discuss the U.S. index as much because this update is for foreign markets, but the daily S&P chart is a good representation of the U.S. market with 500 stocks that make it up. You can see that it potentially broke an uptrend line from the March lows of this year. And, we've had a good rally from last week, but it's been on declining volume. And if the rally goes higher, it could be forming some kind of right shoulder of a head and shoulder pattern. It may or may not be doing this. That's why I have the head and shoulder pattern in with the question mark. Otherwise, the broken uptrend line would be resistance. So if this pattern plays out, then over time, U.S. market should have a pretty decent correction, at least maybe even down to the 200-day moving average. The Dow Jones is stronger than the S&P, while the Russell 2000 and NASDAQ are the weakest, and especially the transports. So we'll see if this pattern plays out or not, but that's potentially what I see in a lot of the major U.S. indexes. Item number three, it's hard to see item number three because it's slightly covered up. This is a TradeStation chart of the S&P 500. The reason I'm showing it here is because, and Steve Nelson also will have this as an update, is this is a daily chart of the S&P 500 with the linear regression slope. It's a custom indicator, and this is an indicator that I'm going to make available for downloading on Breakpoint Trades. I'm going to put it in the premium content section, so for paying members only, we'll be able to download this indicator if you have TradeStation. If you're a 2-week trial member and you want this indicator, then you have to become a member. I plan to have a series of indicators on the premium content section on the website that I'm going to make available for free. But again, you have to be a member to get to that section. So anyway, you can see that the linear regression slope, again, I just take this back, you know, almost 2 years. You can see that it works fairly well just going above or below zero, red or green. Again, it whipsaws once in a while, but it catches the major trends, as you can see. And I also have a 1334 exponential movement average on the chart, which I've yet to cross over on the S&P. But the linear regression indicator is negative, at least for now. So that's a warning. Now, it could go back green, and then we rally again. But again, it's something to note. Again, this indicator's worked fairly well, kept in the majority of the trends. And so that's a side note from this update. Moving on, chart number 4 is a daily chart of the Australian index. Australian ASX index. You can see that it's in a uptrend channel. You can draw an uptrend line from the March lows, and we bounced off the uptrend line from last week on Friday. So far, support is held. Again, the question will be, does Australian index, does it go back to make new highs? Does it go back all the way up in the channel, or does it form a lower high and then roll over? That'll be the question. Either way, I think if it goes up and forms a lower high and then turns down and breaks the uptrend line, I think that would be bearish. You have negative divergence, of course, on the MACD and the RSI. But for now, it's in an uptrend channel. Number 5 is the German DAX. It also bounced off its uptrend line from the March lows last week. But again, it has negative divergence on the RSI and MACD. And so, and the 1334 exponential moving averages have crossed. And so, it'll be interesting to see if it forms a lower high or not. Again, all the major indexes on here, the daily charts, I have the 1334 exponential moving averages. Those, by the way, are major Fibonacci numbers, and so they tend to trend well, and I like those on the daily index charts. Chart number 6 is the Austrian Vienna ATX index, Austrian index. And you can see they're broken up trend line from the March lows. And the current action to me looks bear flaggish. The 1334 EMA has crossed over, had negative divergence on the move up. And so to me, this index looks ripe for some kind of pullback. Chart number 7 is the FTSE index, the London Financial Times. And it's pretty far from its March uptrend line, as you can see. The 1334 exponential moving average is still positive. It'd be interesting to see if the current move up here forms a lower high or goes back to new highs. If it forms a lower high, it could be forming a head and shoulder top, similar to the S&P 500. We'll just have to see. Chart number 6 is the French CAC, and hard to draw much of a pattern on here. Again, you can see all these major indexes, especially the European indexes, they look very similar to the S&P. They had that pullback from June to July, and then they had a nice move up here, and they've pulled back recently. So they all look the same, as you can see. So the French, hard to draw really something on here. The 1334 is crossed to the downside, but again, it'll be interesting to see if it forms a lower high or not. If it forms a lower high, then that would be bearish, obviously. There was negative divergence at the top. Chart number 9 is Spain, the Spanish index, and you know, I drew a support line at the 1175 area. So again, if it breaks that would be bearish. Otherwise, you know, I could see this index either going to new highs, or it's hard to say, or rolling over here. It's really kind of a mixed bag. Chart number 10, the Italian index. I have a support line here at 170. The 1334 EMA is crossed. There was some negative divergence. So again, look to see if it forms a lower high or not. Chart number 11 is Switzerland. You can see it bounced last week off the uptrend line from the March lows. And there's also another horizontal support right around that 370 area. So again, and also the 1334 EMA is still positive. The 13 has not crossed below the 34. So again, we'll see if it goes back to make new highs or not. The MAC, there was negative divergence at the top, but the MACD, notice how I have a question mark below that. That's a support area. you know, besides looking for divergence on the MACD, it's also important if it goes above or below zero. And so it's still trying to hold that zero area. It could try to move and rally up here again, so it could also form new highs. But either way, it found support last week, so if it were to sell off and break those support levels, then that would be a bearish. Otherwise, it has the potential to go and make new highs again if it wanted to. Chart number 12, the Belgian index. It bounced off basically the uptrend line from the March lows. There's also horizontal support there. 1334 EMA is starting to crush bearishly. It could be forming a right shoulder here, similar to the S&P and some of the other indexes above. So if it forms a lower high here, that could be a bearish head and shoulder topping pattern. The same way with the next chart. Chart number 13 is the Netherlands. It could also be forming some kind of right shoulder here if it forms a lower high. Okay, so that's something to watch. Chart number 14 is the European Top 100 Index. I think it's just 100 major indexes from the European markets. Not much to say here. It found some support at the uptrend line from the March lows for now. Chart number 15 is the Russian Times, the Russian Index. And not much to say here. The 13 EMA remains over the 34 EMA. And it's breaking a steep uptrend line here. But otherwise, we'll have to see if it goes back and make new highs or does it make a lower high and start to roll over. Chart number 16 is New Zealand. We have 5 members in New Zealand, by the way. I would love to visit New Zealand, by the way. That would be a very beautiful place, it looks like. So, anyway, not much to say on New Zealand here. You can see it also, it's basically consolidating here, some kind of uptrending channel. And, you know, the 1334 is on the verge of crossing, but it hasn't. And the MACD is near zero, so let's see if it finds support here and can move up or if it starts to break down. Chart number 17, Singapore. And Singapore, there's a bottom support line, and resistance is just above. So let's see if it goes and breaks out or if it rolls over here. Otherwise, the index doesn't look too bad. MACD is at zero. I could see it doing one or both here. Chart number 18 is the Toronto Exchange, Canadian Exchange. It's been going basically sideways here for the last couple months. And let's see if it forms a lower high here or not or rallies up. This index is strongly influenced by commodities, especially gold. Chart number 19 is the Nikkei. The Nikkei has been downtrending since late August, so it's weaker than the S&P 500. And it could be forming a little descending triangle here. Resistance to the downtrend line and support at that horizontal line. 200-day moving average is just below. But this one is a little weaker than the other, than the S&P 500 and many of the other major world indexes. Chart number 20 is the Indian Bombay Exchange. You can see it had negative divergence on the MACD. It broke a steep rising wedge in mid-October, and it sold off, found some support, that horizontal line, and it's bouncing here. The 13 crossed below the 34 EMA. So on a bounce up here, let's see if it forms a lower high. If it forms a lower high, begins to turn back down, I think that would be bearish, especially if it took out, of course, that support area. So it's looking a little toppy in the short term. Next, an interesting chart. Chart number 21 is Brazil, and I think we have one member in Brazil. Brazil bounced off the uptrend line from the March lows, and currently in the short term, 13 is still above the 34 EMA. It could be forming a little bear flag here. It's definitely overbought, but again, it's a small bear flag, so you know it could also go to new highs. Now, again, as I stated in the opening portion of this newsletter, the Brazilian stock exchange is much stronger long-term, I think, than the or has a stronger or more bullish long-term Elliott wave count than, you know, the U.S. or many of the other world indexes. You could see it bottomed in November, and just like when the China index, the Chinese index, bottomed. Longer term, Brazil is bullish. But anyway, in the short term, the key support is that uptrend line. Chart number 22 is a weekly chart of the Brazilian index, and I wanted to show you this. I've put Elliott wave count in here. I didn't put all the minor counts, but I wanted to show you this because the peak in 2008 appears to be some kind of wave 2 instead of a major super cycle top, such as in the U.S. markets. So the pullback into the October-November time frame was a wave 1. And so that means that if this is the correct count, then the Brazilian exchange could be in some kind of very bullish long-term wave 3, which would be much longer than that rally from the 2002 lows to the 2008 lows. So that would be a mega rally many years beginning. That's something to consider. Again, this, you know, it's hard to put these long-term wave counts. It might not be correct, but this is the potential wave count. Now, again, and don't get all bullish and go load up on Brazil just at this point, because if you look at it in the short term, remember, a wave, you know, wave threes contain five individual waves. And so it appears that this initial rally from the October-November lows is major wave one of a five-wave pattern. And so it's a due here any time for some kind of deep pullback in a major wave two that could retrace, you know, half or more of this whole move up. You know, it would probably correspond with the other major indexes, the S&P, Dow, other major world indexes pulling back. And so the time to buy this will be on that wave, major wave two pullback. Again, the major wave is labeled in blue there, okay? The secular long-term waves are the green brackets. Make sure to read my comments here. So again, don't go chasing it now. I think it needs a wave two pullback, and then it becomes interesting longer term. Chart number 23 is the China index. It's kind of a horizontal rectangle pattern here. There's quite a few China indexes. There's an SSEC, Shanghai. There's also a Halter index, but I've only included this one. Longer term, China could potentially has a similar pattern as well, but I don't have that chart in here. Chart number 24, and the last chart is Argentina. I don't think we have anyone from Argentina, but again, there's an uptrend line here from the March lows, and in the short term, it appears to be forming a little bear flag, and so if it turns down and breaks this uptrend line, then I think it's going to start a deeper correction. So anyway, that does it, folks. I need to work on the commodities update. And but anyway, just wanted to, you know, because we have quite a few members around the world who are not U.S., you know, I figured it's time to start looking once in a while at some foreign markets. So, again, I don't plan to do this every day, maybe once a week, maybe every couple weeks I'll send something out like this. But anyway, that does it. I will talk to you later. Have a great evening. Thank you.